Dictation for Sandra Hum, H-U-M-M, October 2746. Address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, consultation for Mrs. Hum, Sandra, 79-year-old lady, has developed a change of kidney function. Creatinine was 0.97 to 1. December 2024, February of this year, 1.51. She's been exposed to meloxicam for multiple muscle joint discomfort, daily basis for the last 2-3 years or longer. She has apparently back pain, question spinal stenosis. Her pain on the thighs, calf area. Some edema of the ankles. Has followed cardiology for prior bypass surgery, Dr. Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. Prior testing for peripheral vascular disease was considered not explaining her symptoms. I did an extensive review, system being negative. I want to mention no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, urinary changes, good appetite, stable weight, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Next paragraph, past medical history, coronary artery disease with prior bypass surgery. Hypertension, chronic back pain related to both legs, question increase of activity, no diabetes, denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies TIS stroke seizures, received blood transfusion at the time of bypass, but no gastrointestinal bleeding, no liver disease, no kidney stones, no blood protein in the urine, no pneumonia, no gout. Prior hyperthyroidism requiring radioactive treatment, no surgery on replacement. Next paragraph, surgeries including 3-vessel bypass surgery, Sagino 3 years ago, hysterectomy including tubes and ovaries for pain, no bleeding, benign, proud bowel resection for a precancerous polyp, appendix, bilateral lens implant, bilateral carpal tunnel. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol or drugs, no family history of kidney disease. Has not tolerated statins. Next paragraph, present medications, Tylenol, Meloxicam, Flexeril, Fenofibrate, thyroid replacement, Nurantin, HCTC, beta blockers, Prilosec, Effexor. Also takes Amlodipine, Aspirin, Zetia, Valsartan, Tramadol, estrogen replacement. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, on physical exam, present weight 161, 62 inches tall, blood pressure 146.75, 130.58 on the right side, pleasant alert oriented time 4, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no skin mucosal abnormalities, no neck masses, thyroid, lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JBD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, 2+ edema below the knees, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, December. excuse me, February, creatinine 1.5, which is above baseline from December 2024, no labs in between. Electrolyte acid base is normal, calcium albumin phosphorus is normal, glucose lower hundreds, urine shows no activity for blood protein, one plus of bacteria, 5 to 10 white blood cells, normal white blood cell hemoglobin platelets, prior cholesterol profile in May in the 260 to 70s, triglyceride 240s, LDL 120s, 130s, HDL 97. Thyroid has been well replaced. Prior imaging, MRI, lumbar spine, spinal stenosis L3, L4, foraminal stenosis L4, L5, L5, S1. There was a CT scan, angiogram, abdominal aorta and arteries from 2022. She does have advanced aortic atherosclerosis with plaque, soft and calcified, with ulcerated atheromatous plaques. No high-grade stenosis, renal arteries open, she does have occlusion of the peroneal artery, above the ankle with two vessels run off, on the right side, on the left, similar findings. At that time, a simple liver cyst, normal kidneys without obstruction, prior right-sided hemicolectomy, the absence of the uterus, prior liver steatosis, next paragraph, assessment and plan, change of kidney function, a person exposed to anti-inflammatory agents at least 2-3 years on a daily basis, background of atherosclerosis with prior 3-vessel bypass and above findings of aorta. At that time, there was no renal artery stenosis, anatomically kidneys were normal without obstruction or urinary retention. Urine shows no activity to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. the exposure of anti-inflammatory agents in the presence of diuretics and ARB valsartan, among other blood pressure medications. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Present electrolyte, acid-base normal, does not require any changes. Nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, does not require any binders, and there is no gross anemia for EPO. We cannot call it chronic changes yet. By definition, abnormalities need to last more than 3 months in between. Encouraged to discontinue or stopping altogether meloxicam. Unfortunately, she is in persistent pain and not able to do this. I also question if her pain on her thighs, calves, represents not only the findings of MRI spinal stenosis, but potentially progression for peripheral vascular disease. She might need to have further testing again, as the prior testing is already 2022. She will discuss this with you or Dr. Collins, cardiology. We will update kidney ultrasound to assess for asymmetry or new lesions or obstructions. Police will discuss with the patient, end of dictation.